I'm Jenna.
And I'm Jill.
And we're sisters who talk about gut health on the internet.
No, literally, we talk shit.
Because we believe that gut health is the baseline of achieving long-lasting, optimal health.
AKA making sure it's you that controls your life and not your gut.
But let's be real, health isn't always presented in the most digestible way.
So whether you're trying to get your shit together,
literally,
or just want to learn more about how to take small steps toward a healthier lifestyle, you've come to the right place.
Welcome to our
Gut Talk.
Welcome back, Gut Talk fam, and welcome to our Gut Talk rebrand. You probably just listened to the new intro, and you might have noticed that we have new album cover art, podcast cover art. We're not an album. But anyway, we are so excited to bring you a whole new era of Gut Talk, new guests. We have amazing guests lined up, interviews we've already done. You are going to just be obsessed. Every week, we're bringing you the most digestible health and wellness information, and we are so excited about it. Let's jump into this episode, though. We have Cami on, aka Skin by Cami, Jill's esthetician, who has completely transformed Jill's skin. She went from cystic acne, texture, and just a lot going on her skin, and Cami has completely helped transform it. So we said, we need to have this girl on to talk about all things skincare. This is an hour episode packed with information. Even at the end, we give you so much amazing information. So make sure you listen to all of it. Take notes. We talk about skincare products, brands, her AM and PM skincare routine, what to do if you have acne-prone skin, her favorite tools, therapies, why acne is not only an outside but also an inside job, why she thinks pairing functional medicine while also seeing an esthetician is imperative to improve your skin. As you know, Jill and I are both on skincare journeys, so we found this episode so useful, especially how I have mentioned lately that my skin hasn't been the best and I have not known what to do because when it comes to skincare, I feel like I know absolutely nothing, and this episode gave me so much insight. I want to just jump on into it. Here is all the skincare information you need to know to get started. Please welcome Cami to Gut Talk.
Cami, thank you so much for joining.
Woo, we're so excited.
This is so fun. So most people probably don't know my skin journey. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it a little bit, but Jenna talks about it a lot more on our social channels. Mm-hmm. But you know, because you're my esthetician. Yes. And I just want to talk a little bit about how I found you, mm-hmm. just so everyone has some good background. And again, wish I could remember fully, but everyone has those moments when it's like 11:30 p.m. You should be asleep. You find yourself in like an Instagram hole. And next thing you know, I signed up for a facial with you. I don't remember how I blacked out, but I showed up and it was incredible. And at the time, I had a ton of texture on my skin, but then I also had, would you call it like cystic acne or what would you call it?
Yeah, it was more cystic. The skin under the bumps is like the best way to describe it, I guess.
And yeah.
Which is like texture. You kind of had a mix of everything in a way. And that can be from anything. But yeah, that's where we started.
Yeah. And so you were just kind of like, listen, it's going to take a few treatments. You kind of have to trust the process. But what I really loved about you was like, one, you didn't shove $5,000 worth of product down my throat because, you know, we're balling on a budget
been
over
there,
here.
Done that.
Are we all?
But you talked about kind of the other parts of skincare that aren't product-based. And so we're going to jump into that today. First, give us a little background. Like, how did you get to this spot where you're just like my skin savior? Like, how did you get into to skin?
Yeah. So I've always kind of loved skincare. Like, it's always been like my thing. I just research it. I nerd out. It's kind of weird. In high school, I struggled with acne here and there, which now looking back, I'm like, it really wasn't that bad. But, you know, at the time in high school, you know, young, you know, you feel like your skin's the worst it's ever been. And so I went to an esthetician where I'm from, and she was just so great and like was so sweet and like helped me kind of like, I guess what I do for you now. It helped me through it, gave me all these things to avoid as like eating, what skincare to use, and like just did me a whole routine. And I just like fell in love, obviously helped my skin so much. I built a relationship with her and like I just grew to like love it. From then on out, like college, I would go to different estheticians. Everything they would say, I would just like soak it all up. I'm like, this is so cool. I love this. And then I went to college, you know, did the whole thing, graduated with a nutrition degree, and then finally went to esthetician school and here I am.
So, yeah. But what you practice isn't necessarily what everyone does, I feel like. And maybe in Austin, it's different. There's more options, but
I feel like Jill has never been to a place in which you're working with the face and doing massage. So how did you find that unique approach to what you do with facials that we'll get into?
Yeah. Again, back in high school, there's a little place in smaller town outside of Nashville is where I'm from. And she did the buccal massage. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, what is this? Like, I have to try. And so I did it. And I always fell in love with the massage. Cause like when you get a facial, you want to relax, mm-hmm. even if you have acne or whatever. I feel like there's a way to go about and you can always have massage in a facial. Cause you don't just want to go and like mutilate your face right. and then leave and like, well, that was paid $500.
Right. Never going back.
Yeah.
Right.
All that kind of stuff. And so I like to say like results meet relaxation. I've just always loved it. And luckily when I moved here, I found Nina at Glow by Nina, which is where I work now. And she took a chance on me and like taught me everything. And yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's really cool too, because like you don't pretend to know every single thing about skin. Like a lot of times you're like, let me look into that for you. Like mm-hmm. it's very much like a, almost like a working relationship. Mm-hmm. So my skin, I would say maybe 6 months ago, it had all these different forms of acne. You talked about how my skin barrier was pretty disrupted, which we'll get into that as well. But then one thing that I really loved about you, even before I saw results, was you'd text me so much information. Like, this is step by step of what you should be doing. These are the products. Sometimes I'd be like, hey, that product's really expensive. And you'd be like, no problem. Like, here's a cheaper version. Or you're like, yeah, there's really not a better version of this and your skin needs it because of X, Y, and Z. So I never felt like I was being scammed. I never felt like I was being pressured. It was very evident from the beginning that you were just genuinely trying to make my skin better. And I'm like, okay, like one thing about me is I'm very loyal. So like mm-hmm. as soon as I find someone that works for me, I'm like, no, you're here. Yeah. This is my
Jill
my
goes
person.
All in.
No, I really do. I really do. And so it's been great. And the thing is too, and I feel like people at home can relate to this, when your skin is flawless or clear by whatever definition that is for you, the amount of confidence you have mm-hmm. is so much greater than when you walk outside and you know you have, especially like near the mouth, because like people look mm-hmm. at your mouth to speak. It's just, it's such a game changer. Like I'm in the dating world, obviously, and just like having a clear skin makes you feel so much more confident.
It does.
So anyway, very grateful for you.
Well, I'm also sitting here. My skin hasn't been the best, which I'm on a skin journey right now. So this comes at a very good time. And where Jill said, like, you feel very confident. I feel like my skin going in and out of breaking out. And then sometimes it's really clear and then breaking out. It's not only the confidence, but it's also, I have such a desire to want to mess with it and do more. And yeah. sometimes I feel like doing more is not what you should be doing. And really it's nurturing it. And yesterday I got a facial. We talked about this off camera. She was explaining to me that I was just overdoing it. I was making it more inflamed. I love to pick my face, which doesn't help. Just literally like, it's like, Jenna, you're 5 years old. Come on. But it just gets to be this thing that you never stop thinking about. So going off of Jill's point, Jill's skin looks amazing right now. I'm kind of from the perspective of, I really am trying to figure out what works for me because mine has been breaking out a little bit more than usual, I would say.
And can you speak to that a little bit? Yeah. Like when you do have breakouts, mm-hmm. what are some of the best ways? We're jumping all over the place. I do want to go back a little bit, but yeah. what are some of the best ways to calm down your skin if it is inflamed or starting to kind of go crazy as far as acne goes?
Yeah, I feel like the number one tip I give to people is instead of picking is icing your face because icing just calms inflammation. And also it's like you just want something to do. So mm-hmm. it's like instead of picking, you're using like an ice cube and you're giving your hands something to do. Another tip is, which easier said than done, don't get too close to the mirror because it's not fun. It's just not.
No, that like, ruins me.
Yeah, it does. And I do the same thing. I mean, I'm telling you, like, I do the same thing. It's like when I have something, it's coming out and like I'm getting it,
yeah.
you know? So I just say ice your skin and you'll thank yourself like later. Cause usually people, it's so sad because people will pick their face and they're like, dang it, I regret that so much. Like my skin's so much worse because you're just spreading the bacteria even more. Mm. And so icing's always the number one tip.
Does that help? Does that sink in?
Yeah, I mean, that's what my facialist told me yesterday. She was like, you need to give more cooling to it versus the heat of like the picking. And that's what causes things to spread. Because if I have one pimple, it ends up turning to five because I just mess with it. So let's get a little specific on that. When it comes to icing, are we taking an ice cube and just literally like putting it in a paper towel and touching our face with it? Are we using an ice roller? What should I be doing? And everyone at home?
Save money, use an ice cube.
Okay. I love that.
I don't hold it on just that one pimple because then it'll just probably like freeze a little bit and cause irritation. So just like move it around, like all over your skin. I mean, you can just reduce inflammation all over your skin for about 1 to 2 minutes. And that's it. Just like cleanse and then do the ice and then go about your normal routine.
I love that.
This is what I love about Cami. She's like, save the money.
I know.
Like, just grab an
ice
cube.
You could find a Skinny Confidential ice roller like Jill did.
That thing's bomb.
No, I'm not knocking it. I think it's incredible too. But I'm like, if you're at home and you're like, I'm balling on a budget, use the cube.
Yeah. I bought a Skinny Confidential ice roller a few years ago now, but it broke because I used to travel with it because I was so obsessed. And so it would like squeak, like that wheel squeak.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But Jenna used to steal it and like use it when we lived together, but she couldn't do it without me knowing because it squeaks. So I just hear this like
no, it's no,
I'm like caught.
Yeah, I bought it a few months ago and I was like, no way, this thing's like as good as they say. I was like, dang it,
it is.
It's that good. Of course it's good.
Some free press for a Skinny Confidential ice roller.
Here you go.
I wish we had it.
There are so many details we're going to get into today, but first I kind of want to go over your just general approach to someone's skin. So say someone new comes to you, you're starting to look at their skin. I love how you have this kind of like holistic, like entire lifestyle approach to it. So can you just kind of give us your general thoughts on your approach to skincare in general?
Yeah, for sure. So I'll just like treat it like when you come in to see me, usually before you come in, you're going to do an intake form. But people book their appointments sometimes so far in advance, I'm probably going to ask you all those questions anyway, like in person. So just so I get to know your skin, like what's your main concern? Like what are you allergic to? Like what are you using now? What's your routine look like? And then to be honest, lately I've been asking if you're seeing like a functional medicine doctor because everyone's into gut health, which is a great thing, which I feel like we'll get to that too. So I'll ask them if they're seeing a functional medicine doctor, what supplements you're taking, if you're taking any medicine, stuff like that. And then we kind of just get in there. I just let them lay on the table and I like can just see their skin. And then that's when I can like kind of tell. And that's when I know what products to use and like see how their skin reacts to certain products. Mm-hmm. After that, I love to work with people if they have products they're already using and they love them. Why stop using them unless I know for sure that they're causing like any skin conditions or whatever. I like to have you like on a routine before you leave the first time, whether that's the products you use, you're using now, just like make sure you're using it in the right order or like add in one product at a time. And that way we can kind of just get your skin on like a routine and I can see how your skin reacts to that. And then the next time you come in, we can kind of move forward after that.
It's very similar to gut health where it's not this one-stop shop.
No.
One session with you is not going to fix things. Just like one session with Jenna or any practitioner you go to is not going to fix things.
Right.
What happens if someone says, no, they're not working on their gut health at all? They have no sort of awareness around diet and how it affects their skin. What are the things you try to talk to them about?
You know, I usually just say like avoid dairy, sugar, and gluten. Those are usually the three that are most common and people, I cut that out and immediately like better. And just go off of that. I'm not big into like avoiding foods.
Yeah.
You may have to avoid it for a little bit, but like, I mean, dairy is good for you in ways, you know, like,
amen.
Like sugar, like treat yourself, you know, like I don't want you to be miserable. So I just say like, you know, avoid these for the time being and let's see, like cut out one at a time and see if that's, like my skin's gotten better or no, like it doesn't affect me at all.
Right.
That kind of thing. So I feel like that's just an easy way. Like you can just do it home. That's free and like not go see a doctor. That's, you know, expensive. I feel like that's what I do at first.
No, yeah. I love that.
With me, dairy's a huge trigger.
Yeah.
And I am so with you. I think quality dairy can be so amazing for the body and for serving multiple purposes, but it can also create and cause acne depending on what's going on, of course, internally.
Right.
And for me, I've always noticed that. It's like, I don't even get a stomach ache. I just see it on my skin. So I'm currently on my journey of 30 days with no dairy just to see how I react to it. And maybe I'll go back and add a little bit here and there. But when I tell you, because I'm obsessed with dairy. I love yogurt. I love cheese. I love everything. I am just going to probably add in maybe just a yogurt bowl during the day or something just to make sure that I'm not doing too much because I know how my skin reacts mm-hmm. to it. So I love that approach.
And not to dive too much into the gut health aspect of it, but do you think that dairy is the problem or do you think it's your gut health that is reacting to the dairy?
I think it's various things. I think it can be hormones. It can be the state of your gut, your digestive system, also the type of dairy. Maybe you're having a dairy that's really full of fat and, like, for example, harder cheeses like cheddar and Parmesan, those can be easier to digest because it's just the less dairy content, mm-hmm. the harder they are. And then also sheep's and goat, I'm sure you might have noticed, can be better for mm-hmm. you. But yeah, it's definitely what a lot of going on in the internal system. And sometimes dairy, depending on the stage of your cycle or whatever, can act differently in the body. So just to speak on that real quick, but that's personally why I'm on that 30 days of no dairy journey, if you will.
Well, and which is funny for me, I can eat as long as it's high quality dairy, meaning organic, A2 cows, all that good stuff. I try to avoid it mostly when I'm eating out just mm-hmm. because I get nervous about the quality of it. But I don't have any issue with it. Mine's gluten. And you've seen that. Like mm-hmm. I have a little bit of texture right here and I'm like, what the heck? And I'm like, I had gluten this past weekend. Right. Like, I know exactly what that is. Like, I'm not going to pretend. Yeah. But what I'm interested to know when you, because you see clients all day, every day, what are some of the most common things you see when someone new comes in as far as the issues they're having with their skin? Is it that, like, for example, is it too dry? Is it overworked? Like, what are you seeing every day?
I feel like the most I see is like acne and like aging. Most of the time it is like they have a compromised barrier mm-hmm. because people just, like I said earlier, like they're just not using the right products for their skin. It's they're good products, but they're just not right for you. That's two of the most common things I see. I've been seeing a lot of like dermatitis, skin conditions and like—
And what is that?
Dermatitis, it's kind of hard to explain, but like it's— Basically, it's a form of eczema,
okay.
I think is what people describe it as. Also, not a doctor, so not giving.
Right, yeah.
Not medical advice. But it's like, there's several different kinds. So a lot of people have it around their mouth, which is called perioral dermatitis. And personally, what I'm thinking lately, and like I'm learning too, is that it's definitely coming from inside.
Mm.
Because I have a client right now, and she was coming to me for a little bit, and all of a sudden she was like, I have to, like, it's not getting better. She's been on an antibiotic for forever. And it's like, well, that's causing harm too. And so she's like getting to the root cause of it and like working with the functional medicine doctor. But yeah, that's been very common lately. And I guess just the way world we live in now, stress, mm-hmm. everything, you know, and anxiety and all that kind of stuff. So
antibiotics can really screw up your skin.
Oh, so bad.
Yeah, because they're disrupting your gut.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all, and I love this approach because that's what we try to explain. And something that we've been saying is that skincare is also an inside job. We mm-hmm. all think of it as being these topical products and what we can be doing, facials and masks and everything. But at the end of the day, you also have to be doing the internal work, or mm-hmm. you can't expect yourself or walking into Skin by Cami's office and being like, help me out here, because you also have to help yourself. It's that two-way street. So just to be clear on that.
You mentioned the skin barrier.
Mm-hmm.
This has always confused me. Can you explain what the skin barrier is?
Yeah. So the skin barrier is just the outer layer of your skin. It's stratum corneum, epidermis, like acid mantle, whatever you want to call it. Like the acid mantle is like right above the epidermis, but your skin is your largest organ. Like it's there to protect you from environmental factors, pollutants, like allergens, anything. When you're damaging that and not treating it the way you should, then you're letting all these things come into the skin and causing your barrier to be disrupted. So you just have to like nourish your skin, even if like what's going, like you said, what is going on is the root like cause of it. But if you're not taking care of like your skin, it's just going to keep getting disrupted and not heal heal properly.
For everyone at home, how can you tell if your skin barrier is disrupted?
Yeah. So usually a lot of people just have acne is kind of a way, I guess, to describe it. But really, like, it's more than that. It's like red. You could have redness, itchiness, like rough patches, texture. Those are like the main ones I usually say. It's usually like irritated. Your skin feels irritated.
Mm-hmm. So not the deep cystic acne. You wouldn't say that's a barrier issue, or is it?
It could be. Like, that is like a part of your barrier. But your barrier is probably disrupted if you are having that cystic acne because it's so inflamed and red. That's like usually because cystic acne is red.
Right.
Yeah.
So then how can you, if someone comes in and you're like, wow, your skin barrier looks pretty solid. Like, what are some signs of that? I'm sure it's just the opposite of the things you mentioned, but.
Yeah, they're probably like on a good skincare routine, or they're drinking lots of water, eating whole foods, avoiding things that, you know, make their skin react, or hydration. I feel like hydration is so important. I feel like people are like, I have oily skin, so I don't need moisturizer. No, you do. Like, you really, really do. Or like, I don't need it in the morning because it's hot out and I'm going to be sweaty. No, no, no. Like, you're drying your skin. Like, the heat is drying. It can be drying. Hydration. I feel like people like make it so complicated. It's really like not. Like, just a good moisturizer and like a hydrating serum is something so easy. And like you said, so simple. You're saying like not overdo it when your barrier is disrupted, because to go back, sometimes I have clients that their barrier is disrupted and like, I'll just start you with a gentle cleanse and a moisturizer. Like, give your skin 2 weeks, a break from whatever you've been doing at home, and just let it rest. Like, let it sleep, honestly. Which, like, just let it.
That's like so hard, because I feel like in today's world with TikTok, everyone wants a 9-step routine. Everyone wants to have all of the products, and they want them to look cute, and they want them to be displayed in their bathroom. And so what you're saying is like, no, like a lot of times that's not even necessary.
Yeah. And eventually, like I said, you want to add in product, because if you're dealing with acne, like, you're going to need a little bit more. That's going to repair your barrier. And then that way we can go ahead and treat your skin, like your skin condition. But that way your skin will be able to receive it and like be receptive and not just like burn and itch. That's another thing. If you're putting on products and it's just completely burning your skin, your barrier is probably disrupted. I know people say the more it burns, the better. Oh, I know it's working or whatever. Not always the case. Like, yeah, a chemical peel or like something we may be doing in the treatment room. Yeah, it may burn a little. And like, we would warn you of that, and we would know it's going to make you burn. But like a typical like gentle salicylic acid or like mandelic acid, that shouldn't always make your skin burn.
Right.
Interesting. So that burning at home is a red flag.
It can be like not all the time. Like sometimes if people do like a peel powder at home, like it may tingle a little bit, and that's normal. Yeah. Most of the time
it
shouldn't feel like your face is like on fire.
Yeah. And I think that's a big mistake I made maybe a year ago before Jill was like, Jenna, slow your roll, is that I genuinely thought that putting more exfoliant on or using the pad and like really rubbing it was going to get all the dirt and sebum and stuff, if that's even sounds correct, out. And what I realized is it was burning and I was making it worse. Mm-hmm. But now what you're saying is really it just needs a lot more hydration, time and gentle products, correct?
Correct. Yes.
So if you are someone who wants to just, side note, use an exfoliant, is there time and place to do that? Like, you have to have the right... Yeah. It should be the right time for your skin, correct?
For sure, yeah. There's two different types of exfoliants. So there's like chemical exfoliant, which is like AHAs and BHAs, mandelic, salicylic, glycolic, all those. Mm-hmm. And then you have physical exfoliants, which is usually like a scrub. A physical exfoliant, usually people with cystic acne, they don't really need that necessarily, or like at first, because that's just going to irritate your skin. Like,
so good to know.
There's like a right time and a place, like you're asking, like a right time and a place to incorporate that. But that's why like it's obviously so important to work with an esthetician. A chemical exfoliant for that type of acne, it would be great, because you're getting like into the skin, but you're not like harshly like rubbing it off. It's just going deeper into the skin and removing that. That makes sense.
Got it.
Let's talk then about morning versus nighttime routines. Mm-hmm. In a general morning routine, you have no specialty condition. Don't take this advice if you're going through the worst breakout of your life, but like just in general, what's a good morning routine?
I'll kind of just walk you through mine, because to be honest, I'm like very happy with my skin. I'm not really having any problems lately. So
you guys, if you're listening to this, you can't see it, but it's flawless.
Glowing.
Glowing.
Yes, thank you. Took me a while. Right. So usually I feel like just a gentle cleanse in the morning. To be honest, micellar water, that's like a little bit controversial, probably, but...
Cammy coming in on big
take it with a grain of salt.
Just because it's so gentle and kind of wiping away the dirt from what you slept, accumulated.
Especially if you're not using like any harsh ingredients at nighttime, you're just kind of need to wipe away like that leftover, like, yeah, from the night. And so usually I just use like some micellar water, which I like the Bioderma one. I definitely recommend that one.
Yes, hit us with the brands, right, everything. Please take notes, everyone.
Yes, but, and then just like rinse it with cold water and then wash it off with the clean rag. And then you don't necessarily need it, but vitamin C is always a good thing to use just like in the morning. It just like, it protects against environmental factors, kind of like protecting the skin barrier. And then I use like a chemical exfoliant, which I think is good for everyone. I think to like stay ahead of the, you know, curve or whatever, like preventing acne. That's why I use it, because I am acne prone. And so I use a mandelic acid, which I love. It's very gentle.
Mine's in the mail right now.
Yes. Yeah, good for you. And then usually just like either a hydrating serum and then a moisturizer. And then sometimes I'll use a peptide, but like not necessary, like especially if you're just keeping it simple.
And a hydrating serum, does that work in deeper than a moisturizer? Like, why use both?
I describe it as like, it's just like an extra boost of hydration. And like, it's may not necessarily like, it's not going to feel like a moisturizer. It's not going to feel hydrating, but like it's going deeper and your skin will thank you. You'll notice it after like a week or two of using it, that your skin's a little more hydrated.
How does one go look for a hydrating serum?
So yeah, hyaluronic acid's very difficult to find. To be honest, right now, I think Environ has the best one on the market. Another one that people are loving, it's called Lipid Serum by Epicutis, I think, which I think is like a hyaluronic acid as well. And it's very hydrating. Either one of those. Those are expensive. I think those are one of the things that you just have to spend your money on.
Yeah. Worth the splurge.
It's a splurge, yeah. Because there are some that can break you out, I think. So that's one thing.
Oh, so quality there really matters.
Okay.
Got it.
It really matters, in my opinion. Yeah.
That's good to know.
That and like vitamin C's are probably the two things I'm like, don't wait. I'd rather you just not use it than use a cheap one.
Really?
Because like they're not always necessary. They're just kind of like an added bonus. So those are the two that are very important to just spend your money.
Got it. And I know I'm not on a vitamin C. Is that because of the acne? Like, does vitamin C and acne not go very well together? Or have we just not gotten to that yet?
It's both.
Okay.
It can. If you use the right vitamin C, like lipid soluble vitamin C is better because your skin just tolerates it better.
Got it.
But a lot of people with acne just struggle with vitamin C's. Even like the one we sell at Glow by Nina, like I do fine, but other people with acne, like it'll cause them to break out. Mm. Vitamin C's, just, it's tricky. Like, to be honest, like I'm still trying to understand why some people break out from it and some people don't.
Got it.
It's hard to find a good one.
Would you say that's one of the more trickier products on the market?
To me, yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So we have that. We have the moisturizing serum, then the moisturizer. I know you know this story, but Jenna a few months ago was like, Jill, like my skin's just feeling weird. Da, da, da. And so I by no means am a skin expert. I've just gone to you. And I go, okay, well, like, what are you doing? She's barely moisturizing once a day.
No.
And what was your reasoning for that?
There wasn't probably one. None.
Okay.
Yeah, there wasn't a good one. Yeah.
So just to reiterate, you need to moisturize morning and night.
Yes.
Even if you have oily skin.
Yes.
Okay.
I think it comes from Accutane. I think that's why, because when Accutane came out, like you're drying out. People think if you have acne, you need to dry out your skin because it's just going to dry up the acne. And it's like, yeah, maybe, because Accutane does do that. Vitamin A's can do that. That's where your barrier gets disrupted, and then it's causing your skin to like overreact and not be able to do what it's supposed to do. And so I think everyone needs a moisturizer, because if you have oily skin, if you're not using a moisturizer, it could overproduce oil, then which causes more acne because your skin's dehydrated. And so it's like, oh, it's over like doing it. Like, wow. It's not
interesting. You know why? Actually, I think because it's the whole thing of when I wake up, I feel like it's already kind of dewy.
Yeah.
You know, which is kind of disgusting. But you know, when you wake up and you're like, wow, I look kind of plump, maybe a little too plump. And you have like, you know, like your face looks puffy or something. Right. But you then realize that I then come to find that I'm just not moisturizing because I feel like my face is already looking kind of shiny.
Right.
Which shiny always used to be the thing that I never wanted to. I'll literally never forget in high school. Wow, I have been on quite the skin journey. I used to have blotting papers and powder with me when my hormones were wild in high school. You know, all of ours were, weren't they? Like, and I would want to decrease that glow so desperately because I feel like matte skin was so in.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like now we're all really trying to get that dewy look. And
the donut. The glazed donut.
The glazed donut. Yep. Anywho, I've now been moisturizing morning and night. And so that's next. And then after that, is it sunscreen?
Sunscreen. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, in the mornings.
And what do you look for in a sunscreen? Were there some brands you like? Like, how does one navigate the sunscreens?
Right now, I feel like color science is like, I feel like estheticians are finally, TikTok did something right. Yeah. Like color science is like a really, really good one. There is so many good sunscreens.
What about like mineral? Should you be looking for a mineral sunscreen?
Yeah. So there's like mineral and chemical sunscreen. Mm-hmm. Mineral is probably the better one, especially like if you have oily skin. It's just going to protect you. It's like protecting, it's like, to describe it, like it's preventing the sun from even like getting to your skin, apparently.
Okay.
So it's like protecting you from the heat and everything, where chemical is like a little bit lighter. Usually mineral sunscreen is usually white. It can be white now. They're like, you know, science is getting better and everything. So we're getting better at that. But chemical is a little bit lighter probably. So like people with oily skin would probably prefer that one, to be honest, it depends. Like dry skin, anyone can usually use either one, but I think mineral sunscreen is better because it's going to protect you more, especially if you're prone to like pigmentation.
Got it. Yeah. And there's some sunscreens with zinc in it.
Yeah, that's what I just got recommended.
Yeah.
And what does that do?
Mm-hmm. Zinc, that is what
mineral sunscreen. That's the mineral. That's mineral. Yeah. Okay, understood.
Yeah, zinc is in mineral sunscreen usually.
It's so funny. I feel like that's probably how a lot of people feel about gut health. Like there's so many words and what does this stuff mean? But that's how we feel about skin. We're like zinc, mineral,
chemical. Yeah, I was literally thinking about that while getting ready today. Mm-hmm. It was like skincare is that one thing to me that probably gut health is to a lot of people where there's so many things you can do. There's so many products. And then in gut health case, there's supplements and you just don't know what to do. And you're worried about overdoing it or not doing enough. And so I think it's that balance, but this is really helping me understand it more.
Clarity is what it's
giving. I needed clarity for my skincare.
I feel like because social media, like, you know, you have so many people and like a lot of them are good and they know what they're talking about, but it's like, maybe you need to meet with them in person.
Yes.
Like you need an esthetician, you need maybe like a functional medicine doctor and then work with a nutritionist to go over results or something like that. Like, I feel like it's very important to work with someone who is like an expert in these things or like what they do for a living instead of listening to your favorite influencer.
Right. And that literally brings up Alex Earle or someone like her, where we look at her routine and these products she's buying and using. And like, you want to, that's what they're called, influencers. Yeah. Like you want to go and buy what they're using.
Well, and I have a lot of questions on Alex Earle because she's been on Accutane multiple times. And I know you have some thoughts about Accutane, but I don't exactly know where they are. What are your general thoughts on Accutane?
I just don't think it's necessary. I think your skin can be clear. I think it goes back to gut health. If your skin is that bad where you need Accutane, you need to get to the root cause of the problem. I've been on Accutane.
Amen.
And it was silly, but you know, when you're in high school, it's like, I have to have your skin or college, whatever. But
it's so interesting because when we were in high school and our skin was really not that bad. Like I would say looking back, it was texture. Mm-hmm. My skin was way worse 6 months ago than it ever was in high school.
Yeah.
And our dermatologist tried to put us on Accutane.
Yeah.
And when they said, oh, you have to get like your liver levels tested or something. My mom was like, no, like she didn't have a reason for it. She was just like, no, that's scary. Yeah. And we said, we're like, thank goodness, because we really didn't need it. But I feel like, especially a few years ago, Accutane was just being passed out like very left common and right.
And I think it still is that and spironolactone.
Yeah. Which if you're going to take one or the other, I guess spironolactone would be better.
Is that a cream?
I think they might have it in cream.
Oh,
I don't know.
It's a pill.
It's a pill. I think it's like a diuretic.
Okay.
I think that's what it is.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But that's not something you necessarily point your patients to.
No, I don't. I don't anymore. Like maybe a few years ago, I'm like, oh, go ahead, just do it. But what's happening on the outside is a reflection of the inside.
Yeah.
And so there's probably more going on than just like a peel.
Yeah, I made a post on that maybe a year or so ago. And I literally started it with, I don't want to ruffle any feathers, because I think it's a very sensitive topic where people realize that maybe they went on it before and they actually didn't need to, or maybe they're on it right now because they feel like they have no other options. Yeah. And if you're listening to this and maybe you're on it, to obviously speak with your doctor, but maybe you do need to look again, as we've been talking about, more internally, or meet with someone who can really look at your skin and get that whole picture and start doing the therapies, using the products, et cetera, that's going to start healing it versus just trying to do that quick fix, which is typically the pill, which I have found, and birth control, we didn't even talk about that, that with the perfect balance, like a lot of people, clients that I've seen, skin is not easy, I wouldn't say, to heal, especially in a sense of gut health, hormone health, et cetera. But I think it's a time thing, and that also if you're taking Accutane or something like that, I've seen that most likely it might come back.
Yeah, mine did.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually people have to take it like twice or three times, like even. I will say that like, there's just some people, it's like, I feel like hopeless. Like, I just need my skin to be clear. And I'm like, you know, like, you have to do what you have to do.
Right.
Yeah. I totally get it. It's usually coming back. It's because it's causing more problems. And so then it's just like a cycle in a way of, you just have to, okay, that's another problem to fix.
Yeah. So. Well, it's funny because, and we will get to the PM routine eventually, but I love this conversation. That was so funny because, so yesterday, Jen and I posted our rebranding for Gut Talk with the toilets and stuff.
That is so cute.
Thank you.
And this guy who, like, I haven't even been on a first date with him, he like responds to my Instagram story and he's like, whoa.
Sorry, what?
What's going on here? Yeah.
And I was Who are you? Yeah.
Like, I decided I'm just full sending on the like gut health and dating thing. Like, if you can't talk about poop, then like we can't be together.
Right.
I don't know what to tell you.
Nowadays.
Right? Exactly. Like everyone has gut health problems. Yeah. Let's be honest here. But he was saying, he was like, well, what do I need to do? Da, da, da. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't think there should be any person in this world that doesn't have a stool sample tested like once every few years, because how the heck do you know what's going on inside if you don't do that? Like, I'm open to counter arguments. I just, my whole thing with the skin is, because it's coming back, probably because whatever's inside is still very much living in, inside of you. And so therefore, whether Accutane masks it or whatever it may be, the second you go off of it, boom, it comes back. I really want to DM Alex Girl, like, not that she'd ever see our DM and her thousands of messages, but I want to be like, girlfriend, just please go get a stool sample. Please go get some blood tests done.
I think there was talk. Someone said something about, and she said that she was working with a new functional doctor or something.
Well, I did see something.
Yeah. But she just literally posted, I'm now seeing such and such esthetician and she's changed my life, which I don't argue at all, but I'm just like, but you know what? She's allowed to have her privacy too. So, you know, maybe we just don't know the ins and outs.
No, but she's the representation of so many women who have been on this. Like, obviously, Cammie, as you said, I have many friends who've been on it before. And when we posted that we were bringing you on the podcast, and when I started talking about my skin journey, I've had DMs come in being like, I don't know if I should go on spironolactone or not. Like, I'm very in this place of like, what do I do next? So, I hope this conversation can bring people some clarity of just like maybe a next step or someone to go see.
Well, and if you're debating like Accutane or spironolactone or something like internal, don't you like as an alternative the pill that ClearStem offers?
Yeah. Mind, body, skin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I recommend it to my clients who are like, it's very severe. And it's like, honestly, like sometimes you just need a little bit more. Like you need some supplements. Like you need something. I recommend it. It's a form of vitamin A, which is what Accutane is, but it's like a more gentle form, but they're also like treating your digestion and your like stress and your sleep, like all those kind of things. And so just like a more natural way, like holistic way, if you want to say.
And cheaper probably, right? Yeah. I know it's like a very affordable price. Yeah. So that would be nice too for those of you that are like really contemplating different options.
Yeah. And I never recommend anything I haven't tried before. So like I tried it because I was like, oh, what's all this about? And I was having like a little bit of congestion because I had gut issues and all that kind of stuff too. And so, and it works. It will work for the right person, especially it's like, again, like you said, something cheaper. If you like can't afford to meet with a functional medicine doctor, like you can't afford to take a stool test, that's just like a start. And then usually people are like, oh, I'll save up because like this is helping. Now I really need to get to like the root cause. It's like when people start to see results, that's when they're like, oh, okay, I'll spend the money.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's the truth. Seriously.
Yeah. Especially with something outer.
Yeah.
Right. Like when you can see a difference in your skin, which affects your confidence, how you interact with people and how you go about your day to day. It's huge. So do we want to talk PM routine?
Yeah. So PM routine is kind of, I double cleanse. I know, I think some people are kind of like, do we double cleanse? Do we not double cleanse? I think it's important. Because the first cleanse, you're kind of like getting away makeup, the products you use. In the second cleanse, you're going in and like truly getting your skin clean. I like to say like the first cleanse is more of a gentle cleanse, like maybe a cream cleanse or a very gentle gel cleanse. And then you go in with like a stronger cleanser, like a more corrective cleanser.
What about oil base cleansers? Which one would you do that first or second?
First.
Okay. That's my new routine.
Yeah. I think oil cleansing is great. Like, no hate, but like, I think if you're more acne prone, oil's just, it's not your friend at first. Like, not saying it won't ever be like, but like, I personally don't think it's like the best thing to just leave on your skin.
So do it first. So that way the next one.
And then you do your second cleanse. And that way you're kind of just removing the oil. That way your skin is clean to be able to receive like all the rest of the products and able to penetrate properly. And then I keep it simple. I do hydrating serum morning and night, but you don't have to. That's one of those things where it's like, could be either or. Mm-hmm. And then I usually use like a peptide serum lately, and then retinol. And then moisturizer.
Peptide before retinol?
Mm-hmm.
Is retinol always the last thing before your moisturizer?
Usually, yes, it should be.
What about a toner?
Yes. So toners are like, yes and no. Like you can have them or you cannot. Like I think I've recommended you the Glymed CBD.
Yeah, that's I have like, no reason to love it, but you'll never see me without that
exactly.
product.
Exactly. It's
obsessed.
Like something about it. It's like, really? It's hydrating. It's like it a is. Hydrating toner and it kind of gives you the glow, which everyone's into now. Yeah. And so it's like a really good one, but like, it's not like a necessity. Like it's not a have to have it.
Yeah.
Cause sometimes toners can be stripping, which is like hurting your barrier.
Okay.
So I think using the right toner, which again, like working with an esthetician would be like my recommendation.
Yeah.
Cause like you have to see, I need to see your skin to be able to recommend that.
The one you have for me, the Glymed Plus CBD toner, is that pretty safe for all skin types, would you say?
Pretty much. Okay. I mean, it does have niacinamide in it, I believe. So like if you're a lot of people are allergic to that, then obviously don't use it. But like it's a pretty good one that pretty much most people can use.
And you said that some toners can be stripping. Why is that? Like what type of ingredient would be in it that would strip?
Well, sometimes toners have like acids in them. So those
be aware
which
of
like
that.
In the right. If someone is like telling you to use it, like, yeah, it's great. If you're just like getting it because someone else told you to, like, may not be the best for your skin.
Yeah.
And so just using it the right way and like properly or just once a day or something that, but like, yeah, it has, some have active ingredients in it. That's why it can be.
Okay. And what about retinol? Like how, I mean, I know how you feel about it, but tell us how you feel about it.
I love it. I think it's great. I think it helps with collagen production. It helps with brightening. It helps with, it can help with acne depending on which one, like, there's all different types. I mean, why would you not want to prevent aging? I know like people are like, well, you don't need a retinol. I'm like, my mom, she's used tretinoin, I think her whole life. And like her skin looks great. And I'm like,
really?
Yeah, which I don't love tretinoin for the right person. Like, I think it's great.
Is it what, because it's so aggressive?
Yes. Okay. Like a lot of people can't handle it because it's just so strong. And it's like, I think if you're going to use retinol, you need to use it every night or I don't think you're getting the full benefit of it. And so there's so many other forms of retinol that I think you can get one that's equally effective and you're able to use it every night and it's not stripping your skin or like drying you out.
That's another thing I randomly went on because that's what my dermatologist told me. And that's
a lot.
And it's hard too, especially when you don't understand skincare like myself. It was this dance of, should I use it tonight? She said 3 times, but then do I need to work up? And it was just a lot of confusion around it. So that's interesting to know that there's other options than tretinoin that you get for, it's like $90 from your, which I know skincare is expensive, but recommended from your dermatologist.
Yeah. What's the one you have me on? Because isn't it like a duo? It's retinol and something else?
Yeah, benzoyl peroxide.
Okay.
Yeah, so that one's more specifically for acne.
Okay.
Prone skin because the benzoyl is treating like the acne. Mm-hmm. So I love that. I love that one. I use that one. But yeah, it's called Duality from Jane Marini. And it's just a really good one. I think you had a little bit of trouble with it at first because of the benzoyl maybe, like using that in an active.
Well, because this is why. Didn't we talk about this? Maybe we didn't.
Maybe we did.
I use like 3 pumps when it's a strict. I was just like lathering my face in retinol and benzo. When like one pump, it's like a dual thing. So it pumps out of both sides at the same time. One pump
is plenty.
Just barely covers your face. I was using like 3 times the strength every night. And then I'm texting Kate, like, my skin's going crazy. And she didn't. She was like, okay, like, you know, obviously we took a few steps back.
Right.
But then I realized that I was just using like triple the amount.
That sounds like a me thing.
Right? I was like, oh, like,
it happens.
It's such a mindless thing to be doing. Yeah. I was just like, pump, 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 pump. Here we go.
I feel like that's such a common mistake, though. It's like people just don't know how much to use of a product. Okay, I got the right product. Now, how much do I use of the product? Right. Like, when do I use it?
Right.
So like, that's why I feel like it's so important to be working with an esthetician.
Yeah. One thing that Jenna and I have done for basically our entire lives is whenever our skin isn't really, you know, doing what we want it to do, which has pretty much been our entire lives. Right. We'd go into Sephora and we'd either pick a new product based off of what we saw on social media, or quite frankly, maybe the packaging or an influencer we know as the brand person. Can you speak to like why that's just really not a good call to just let Sephora be your, you know, medicine cabinet, if you will?
Yeah, it's hard. I feel like people go to Sephora because it's cheaper. Which, like, nowadays, I'm like, moisturizers are not even that cheap from Sephora.
Yeah.
Like, some are, like, $60. And I'm like, okay, well, there's the one I tell y'all or told you about, $40. So it's, like, but better.
Right.
There's just so many products out there. It's hard now to, like, decide which one is good for you and which what's not. And usually Sephora, there's so many that have pore cloggers in them, which is so hard for, like, the just a normal person to go. I'm like, all right, well, how do I know what's a pore clogger? Like, even for me, sometimes, like, I have to look at, like, I have a list of, like, ingredients that I look at. And it's like, that's how I know. Like, it's not always easy to find. And when you're going into Sephora, like, you don't have any guidance after that. You're just like, okay, let me just use this product. Well, there's some strong products at Sephora now. Like, you can buy, like, straight glycolic acid or something like that. And it's, no, like, half the time you don't even need that. Or, like, maybe not at first.
Right.
I tell people to stay away from Sephora because really, like, you're spending all this money and it may be cheaper or whatever. But, like, in the long run, you're probably hurting your skin more than you're helping it. So in the long run, you're going to be spending way more money to do all this corrective work that you could have just done from the beginning.
Yeah. Are there any brands that just immediately hit your mind from Sephora that you're like, oh, this is something that I'd recommend or pretty much no?
Pretty much no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. It's tough. So, but
that's breaking news.
I know that's
it's hard, but
no, for sure. And honestly, I think I've saved money because it's the amount of products I use a few times and then I don't continue to use them because either my skin reacts poorly or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
I feel like saving that little bit of money is totally worth it. And it goes back to like, if you have a really good quality product, you're probably using less of it. So then it like lasts you longer too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then I'm just thinking about all the girlies that are listening to this that are like, well, then where do I go? Are there any like online places where you're like, they have better brands? Like any skin Sephora-esque places? Or are there a few brands like Jan Marini is a brand. It's pricey. I know that, but you really like that. One. The SkinZive mask that you had me get. First of all, it lasts forever.
Yeah.
I am obsessed. Yeah. I use it a few times a week. Can you actually talk a little bit about that? Because I want all my friends to buy that mask. I'm obsessed.
So it has green papaya enzyme in it. So it's a very gentle like enzyme. So it's basically eating away like the dead skin, but also like replenishing it with hydration and everything at the same time. So I usually recommend it to people with congestion or like that texture that usually people have. It's a very gentle exfoliant that you can use. Honestly, that would be like such a good one probably for like cystic acne because it's so gentle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like that's just such a good one. Like majority of people can use it.
Yeah. So if you are a product person and you just need a product, like you guys, I am so obsessed and it's green.
Yeah.
So you get that little feeling of like, you know, put it's your robe mask. On, put your hair in your bun. Exactly. Like it
self-care.
Fills, yeah, it fills that void if you if you need that little pump of feel-good product.
Yeah.
So Jan Marini, and then we've mentioned Glymed Plus, which Jenna and I use their moisturizer, but then also the CBD toner for myself. Can you mention one or two more brands that just in general you have really enjoyed?
Yeah, for acne, prone skin, Face Reality. So budget friendly. It's so good. I used that in high school. That's where like I started and like so effective. It's very like simple. Again, though, you need guidance. I just feel like it's so important to like have guidance. And like there's so many estheticians out there that now do virtual consultations where it's like you get a routine. And I feel like estheticians are changing a little bit of giving you the guidance. I'm like, okay, well, if you meet with me once, I will help you. Mm-hmm. You can text me whenever you want. It's that kind of relationship. Yeah. Well, I feel like that's a lot of people's goal now.
Yeah.
That and GlideMed's pretty affordable. And again, you have to buy all these usually through an esthetician, mm-hmm. but it's pretty easy to find now. So there's so many out there that sell all these brands.
With GlideMed, you put in your zip code. It's like, which company do you work for? And I just click one. I think I get some points or something.
I know. Yeah, people will make money off you, I'm sure.
Yeah, but it's just moisturizer. Right. Like, I'm not like doing anything crazy.
Right.
Hopefully I don't get reported by the skin police for that. Right. Whatever.
No. Okay, that's very helpful. There's a lot of celebrities coming out with skincare brands now. We're talking Hailey Bieber, Rode, Skin by Kim. Jill, help me out here.
Kylie has her own brand.
The whole Kardashians, they all create some brand of something. Not going to talk about Lemmy products, but obviously her skin is incredible. What about her brand? What about brands from celebrities like that? Are they just money grabs or is there actual substance behind them?
That's hard. I lean toward money grabs because they're just so why not? Why not make a skincare line? Because everyone's going to buy it because I'm Hailey Bieber. Like, which, yeah, you'd probably get me too. Like,
right.
Yeah, I don't love them personally.
I think the hard thing with Hailey Bieber is like she has at least one esthetician.
Yeah. Mm.
She's probably getting some sort of weekly or biweekly treatment of sorts, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like maybe her product is beneficial. Or like maybe it's just like net, like it's neutral, like it doesn't do anything good or anything bad. Mm-hmm. I think the hard part for me is someone in the health world being like, hey, I just lost all this weight. I have a 6-pack and look at me. I did it by myself. And what they're not showing is like they have a personal trainer. Mm-hmm, they go to Equinox and they also have a home, their own personal shelf. Right. Chef. They're not lying to you. They're just not disclosing all everything. Of their tools. Yes. Yeah.
And also some people just have good genes.
Like,
I mean, it just sucks for the rest of us, but some people just have great skin and they can use whatever product they want and it's going to be glowing. It doesn't matter.
Right. No. And they can go to bed with their makeup on and not wake up with 10 pimples.
Yeah.
No, like, I mean, our dad.
Couldn't be me.
Yeah. No, our dad is Italian and he gets the greatest tan in the world. I'm not sure he's ever owned a bottle of sunscreen, has never burned. Yep. He washes his face with a bar of soap. Mm-hmm. And like my poor mother, on the opposite end of the spectrum, skincare melanoma runs in her family.
Right.
She goes to the dermatologist every 6 months.
I got those genes.
A cloudy day could make her burn.
Man. Right.
Right. Yeah. And it's like, so we have half of that skin, quite frankly. Our Italian grandpa, who again, queen. Like the most like wonderful.
Stop. Is he the one
skin.
That y'all post? He makes
Papa Rudy. Papa Rudy's skin. Rudy. Papa Rudy looks 70. He's 94.
Yeah,
it's insane, right?
Italian.
But so he calls our mom Casper.
It's really sad.
No.
So that just speaks to the genes of it all. Where like we got somewhere in the middle, but our dad, my mom made him go to the dermatologist because she's like, "You need to go," and he's like, "I really don't."
Yeah.
And the dermatologist was like, "Come back in 5 years." are you doing?
He was like, "That was a waste of my time." Right?
So it's good to hear that like the genetics part is true. Jenna and I just kind of got plopped in the middle, I think, of both of
Jill
those.
Jill got more of our dad. I got more of her mom, for sure.
I get more of a tan during the summertime and burn a little less easy. But we do take our skin very seriously because we do have skin cancer that runs on one side of our family. And our great-grandma and our grandma both had it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know our mom is really working hard to prevent that. Yeah. But genetics is a huge part of it.
I'll never forget walking into my Nana's bathroom and she was always in the morning putting on sunscreen.
Oh my gosh.
I was always like, Nana, why are you obsessively putting on sunscreen on your face?
It's a cloudy day and you're not going outside.
Yeah, but it's so crazy because now that like sunscreen's such a big thing and it's so important to put it on every day in the morning or probably more than that. I'll get there eventually, but
baby steps.
Yeah. And I'm just talking about the face. There's, bodies can be different for everyone. Mm. And with that being said, are we doing some yays and nays?
Yeah. Well, so we have a little bit of a game.
Yes.
And then I want to finish off after the game with if you're looking for an esthetician, like what to look for. Mm-hmm. But first for our game, I literally created it, yay or nay. But, there's so many things out there. Treatments you can go and get done, whether it's an esthetician or like a dermatologist. Mm-hmm. First one being microneedling. How do you feel about it?
I love it. I think it for the right person, it's great. I think like if you have active acne, no, like you shouldn't use it. Like you shouldn't get it. It's right. more of when your skin is clear or like, you know, you may have a little bit of texture. You can use microneedling, or if you have acne scars, like I did I've done it a few times, but like I've had pitted scars from previous acne. Mm-hmm. It helps wonders. It just helps with collagen production and overall brightening everything. If you have any pigmentation, again, that's one of those things that it's like you have to go to the right person and like make sure they know what they're doing. That can really mess up your skin because if you're, it's little like micro wounds to the skin. I think that's what they call it. And so like if you're going over active acne, like you're just opening that up and then spreading it all over your face. So like I've had a client come in and she got it done and just it spread like all over her jawline. And I'm like, she like told me, yeah, I just got microneedling done. I'm like, oh no, great. Like I'm like blessed. But like she didn't know. And like, I guess the other person didn't know where she got it from. So I just think that's one of those things that make sure you're going to the right person.
Yeah. Buccal. Is that how you say it?
Buccal.
Buccal massage. Google. I know you love it because you do it.
Yeah.
But what the heck is it?
So it's really, it's where we go inside the mouth. So we're going inside the mouth and we're like massaging like the inside and the outside of like the masseter muscle, which usually a lot of people with like TMJ, if they have really bad tension or just from stress or like anything like that, grind their teeth at night, it's just relieving like that tension and like just loosening up that muscle. Like a lot of dentists are starting to recommend it for those that have TMJ. Like I've had a bunch of people come in like, yeah, my dentist recommended this. And I'm like, oh, that's amazing. It really works. Like it's one of those things where it's like, it's so simple. It's just massage and it helps so much.
Okay.
Instead of getting like Botox, which a lot of people do too.
Yay to buccal.
Yay to buccal. Can we do it ourselves?
You could.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the things like make sure you kind of know what you're doing a little bit, but you
maybe
could.
Just maybe go somewhere else for a little while.
Maybe just go someone maybe first. Not. Yeah. Like go see what it's like and then be like, oh, I could probably do a little bit of this at home for sure.
Gua sha.
Yay.
Okay. Love it. And is there
it gua sha or gua sha?
Gua sha.
Gua sha.
And you told me something, but I can't remember. For gua sha, shouldn't you do it before your skincare routine so that way you wipe the oil away when you cleanse?
Yeah. Okay. If you're using oil, I would. Yeah. Especially if you're acne prone.
Yeah.
Some people just leave oil on their skin all day and they're great. Like it's really fine. I use it at the end because I use like the comfort cream. I feel like it has so much glide and I use another product that gives me a little more glide. So I can just use it at the end of my routine.
With your moisturizer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
If it has enough glide, you want like glide. But I think it's great. Especially, I think people don't realize this, but if you are acne prone, like it honestly can be really good for acne prone skin because you're just moving the lymph, like that lymph that's so stagnant. Mm-hmm. And that's probably causing like some of that acne, you're just releasing it and moving it out of the body. And it's such a good thing to start your day with too.
I love that. Yep. See, another thing that you can do if for those people that feel they need a routine.
Yeah, it's so easy to, and I feel like people overcomplicate it, but also there's so many routine, like people have tutorials on there. It's like,
yeah. What about shaving your face? What's that called?
Dermaplane.
Dermaplane. How do you feel about that?
I love it. Mm-hmm. I don't love it at home personally because the blade that you're using. Also, people reuse a blade. I'm like, do not reuse a blade. Like, don't do that. And like, it's not as effective at home, but I'm like, if you got to do it, you got to do it. But I think if you go to someone, you're getting better results. But also like for the right person, like if you have acne, you do not need to be doing dermaplaning because I'm at the same thing with microneedling. Like you're just opening up that because it's like a blade. So you're opening up that wound and just spreading the bacteria.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, that's super interesting. And then what about red light, blue light? How do you feel about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Red light is more for like aging, fine lines, wrinkles, inflammation, collagen production again. And then blue light is more like for acne prone skin. So like that acne bacteria, it's treating that. So
okay.
When it comes to red light though, is there a specific red light mask or red light system that you recommend?
Yes. Again, it's almost one of those things you might as well spend the money or don't do it because like of the wavelengths. The wavelengths,
I don't know
what it's supposed to be exactly, but like the
you can Google that.
Yeah, the wavelengths is what's giving you like the benefits. So if you're getting one off Amazon that's like $100, it probably is not strong enough or anything.
Yeah.
So like Omnilux, that's a big popular brand right now. I think people are loving. I know Higher Dose. I don't know how I feel about that one, but apparently that's a great one too.
Mm-hmm.
The Dennis Gross one, I think it's good.
Yeah. Like,
and there's other ones too, I think, that you can get and just like that sits.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might be a little bit different. I'm not sure, but yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Cool.
And then lastly, not everyone can go to Cami, although I wish that they could, but also don't because I need my spots. How do you find an esthetician? What are some things that you can look for that are like, oh, if they do this or they say this, maybe give them a try or maybe things also to avoid?
I've had some clients that moved, and I say look for like a holistic esthetician is usually the best way. You're probably going to find someone that's going to help you. It's hard to find. I think social media kind of helps too. So you can look that like up in your area. Just type in like ATX esthetician or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I think people who treat the body as a whole, it's honestly kind of, it can be kind of tricky sometimes because not everyone offers like what I do, or like there might meet people who are like really good, but they just do like hydrofacials. They can recommend a good skincare product routine or whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's tricky. Well, it's
Jill
tricky.
And I've had to shop a little bit.
Yeah, we've had to shop.
Learn some lessons,
right?
And sometimes just trial and error. Like you may just have to go see someone. Like I just didn't click with that person. Like they're not giving me what I need.
And that's a good point because I think I stayed a little too long at the place that I was going to because I didn't want to disappoint them. But what I realized is that they weren't really helping me, and they were making me feel uncomfortable. When they told me that my skin was a bit frightening, but it's a story for a different day.
You're not bitter at all.
I'm not bitter at all. I mean, what do they say? It's not about it's how people make you feel or something like that.
It's not about people don't remember what you say. They remember how you make them feel.
Yeah. And they made me feel like a bunch of garbage. So
if you do have acne and you want to go to an esthetician to get a service done that might help it, what are some things you'd recommend? Is it like a peel or is it a hydrafacial? Like if you're having acne and you want to go spend the money to get something done, what do you do?
Like, are you wanting a quick fix?
Which I know they don't exist, but like there's so many people out there where it's like, oh, I just need something that calms my skin. I know you said the cheap one is just getting an ice cube, but is there any service you provide or you know other estheticians provide that could be good if you are going through a bout with acne?
I think right now it is a little pricey, but the BioRepeal is like super popular right now.
Yep.
And we did
and that's what I use. Yeah.
Yeah. To be honest, if you're wanting a quick fix, you can go in every week for 4 weeks. And like majority of people are going to clear up from that because just the way they formulate it, it's amazing. Some people, it may still take a little bit longer and more, but there's really just not a quick fix. I don't recommend hydrofacials.
Controversial.
Ever? Yeah, it's fine if you have good skin, but like if you have acne, I don't think it's good.
I got one when I had acne.
I think it's irritating. I know that's a little controversial, but
no, be controversial.
Yeah. And like, I'm not hating. Like if you do them, that's great. I mean, I've gotten them done before, like several times, and I enjoy them. I really do. But like, if you have active acne and you're getting hydrofacials and your acne is getting worse, there's your answer.
Yeah,
like, that's your answer. Like it's just irritating the skin. Like you're. They're sucking out. Like, that's not.
Yes. Good. Yes. Wow. This has been so helpful. I know. Yes.
It's great, though. Like, again, not hating, because I know that's such a big thing now. Sure. And it is, it has its purpose. But.
Yeah. But I think a lot of these quick fixes or products or whatever you call it, they're glorified. And we see it a lot with gut health products. It's like, take a probiotic and your gut will be healed. It's like, whoa. But then it's like, if the probiotic works for you, great.
Yeah.
But a lot of people get steered in the wrong direction. Right. I feel like that's with skin too.
A few, I feel like quick fixes that you can do at home for like no money or like a little bit is like drinking lots of water, eating whole foods, like organic, no processed foods or foods will, you know, cause inflammation. A humidifier is something like, I think people don't realize if you especially live in like dry climates, like that's very important because you're bringing moisture to the skin. Those are just a few tips. A silk pillowcase, like that's so easy. Just something very simple. Or just wash it. If you have a pillowcase, obviously everyone has a pillowcase, just wash it like every day or like every other day. Like,
Or I wear a bonnet now because that way the products that are in my hair, because I do wear a lot of products in my hair. You gave me that idea.
Yeah.
And then you also gave me the idea of what are those towels?
Clean Skin Club towels.
Yes.
Yes, thanks to you, I've been using those.
So good. Yeah. Right. And they're like $16 for like...
Right.
And you told me you can rip tear them off, I know.
I do that.
And the thing too about that is like, sure, you could wash your like face towels every day, but like most people don't.
No.
So, you know, we just don't want to transfer that bacteria onto our freshly washed face.
And like detergent can cause like some certain detergents.
Yeah.
So it's tricky.
Yes. No.
So you're moving to Nashville.
Yes.
Do you know where you're going to be working at yet?
I don't know. I may be opening up my own place.
Really?
Yeah, we'll see.
I know. I'm like, I'll be going quarterly to Nashville.
Okay. So all of our Nashville listeners, we'll literally announce it. Yes. We can say to go to you.
Yeah. Perfect. No, the way that I'm so jealous.
Oh my God, congrats.
Thank you.
That's so exciting. No, like Let's go to Nashville. Yeah.
All right.
Please do.
No, we love Nashville.
It's
no,
so like, fun. You will see me there at least twice a year just for my skin.
Jill was in Nashville like not too long ago.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Well, so thank you for coming on. I'm so excited. I feel very enlightened by this episode.
Me too.
And I feel like it creates a lot of clarity. And this should be a very affordable episode for everyone because you said no to a lot of the things that people normally, right? And so that's the whole idea. Like, make this simple. Don't overcomplicate it. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so fun. Yeah. Thank you.
Loved it.